When you get drafted, I mean, I think there's probably a better chance of making a team than if you weren't drafted. Did you feel like you kind of had the inside track and then things didn't go your way?
I don't know. I mean, I thought it was I came in and they said it was going to be an open competition, and it was. You know, he kicked unbelievable, so all credit to him.
What does Dave Phipp, special teams coordinator, have to say to you in these last few hours?
Just come in here. We're excited, and just get ready to do your job, basically. So coming in here, real excited for this opportunity, and we'll see what happens.
Did you sign with the understanding that if you kick well, this is your job, or did they tell you, look, you're here until Sturgis gets back?
I don't know all those details. I'm just here and just willing to take any opportunity that I can get.
Have you gotten together at all with? He's a lot older, Gus Goskowski. Mm-hmm. Have you spoke with him at all? Has he ever helped out with the tip?
Yeah. He used to come back to Memphis quite a bit, so I used to be able to, kick with him a little bit, and he'd offer whatever advice possible, and, we'll text back and forth a little bit.
What's the best piece of advice he gave you?
Just stay humble, good or bad, just be able to bounce back and handle success.
You guys kick together in the offseason a little bit?
We have two or three times back when I was at Memphis.
At Memphis, I guess?
Yeah.
What's that experience like? I mean, do you spend a lot of time talking, or do you just kind of
It's a little bit of both. It's fun to obviously compete with someone of that caliber. So being able to go against him and, just kind of watch him and observe how he approaches everything is pretty special.
You were asked kind of, advice, but is there anything you learn, whether it's football-wise or kind of the business of the NFL from a guy like that?
Any questions, he's a guy I can go to, and that speaks volumes. Knowing someone that's been doing it for so long at such a high level, being able to kind of have him as a resource is pretty good.
How long does it take to get in sync with like a new holder and stuff? Can you do it in a day, or does it take longer than that?
I mean, sometimes it takes a little longer. I mean, they did a heck of a job today, I'll tell you that. Felt real comfortable out there.
Well, you were drafted by the Bengals, and in the preseason you missed a few kicks. How was that to deal with? Was that tough to deal with? Were you surprised?
A few of them, a few of them you hit well and they just don't go in. So you just got to look at film and bounce back. Can't really let it affect you either way.
Does it help? I mean, there's obviously not a lot of kickers get drafted anymore, but there have been examples. Caleb's a good example of a guy who got drafted, didn't make it with the first team that he was with, and then finds a home somewhere else. Do you look at those and kind of pick yourself up after you don't make the Bengals?
I mean, not necessarily. It's kind of, when you get released, you just kind of look at the next day and see where your next opportunity is going to be and try to make the most of it.
So were you kind of surprised you got called back to practice? Why not make the team kick the kicker?
Yeah, a little bit. That was awesome of them to give me that opportunity, and it gives me an opportunity to stay active and continue working on my craft.
I could probably research this myself, but are you aware if that's like, did you hear from your agent or anything, if that's like a common, if that happens really at all, where the team will kick a kicker on the practice squad?
I mean, I know it's pretty rare, but I didn't really know what to expect. I don't think my agent really knew what to expect there, so
How soon were you aware that something had happened with Caleb? Did you know Sunday that the Eagles were going to need a kicker? How did it unfold?
I knew about 2 days ago that he was going to be out for several weeks, but I really didn't know anything until I got that call yesterday.
And they had some guys try out here, but they didn't have you try out, right? They just
sent you. I'm not allowed to go anywhere.
That's right. You're on a practice squad. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. All right. So when did you get here and all that stuff?
They called me yesterday around 1 or 2 while I was actually out at practice in Cincinnati, and I had a voicemail, a couple texts waiting for me, and flew me out around 6.
How weird is that? I mean, you're new to the NFL, you were on the Bengals yesterday.
it's a quick turnaround, but a fortunate one for me, so I'm excited for the opportunity.
It looked to be like you hit all your kicks today. Was it 7 or 7?
Yeah, I don't know how many it was. I think I knocked them all through them, so felt good.
What's the process like with a new holder? Do you kind of tell them what you like, or is it, this is the way I do things?
Yeah, you just got to kind of communicate with him, and, Donnie's been amazing at adjusting to how I like things, and, it's been smooth so far.